Alrighty, let's get into the swimming action here at the Australian Swim Trials in South Australia, out at the South Australian Aquatic and Leisure Centre, which is Kyle Chalmers' house. And he made it count last night. This is his backyard, the 100 metres freestyle Olympic champion from Rio. It was an incredible atmosphere last night. He took off in the 100 free. He charged home at the trials to ensure that he will be there to defend his Olympic title. Here's how the race finished.
You usually see Chalmers flying home. This time he's led them out. What's he got? The king. He's up. He's swimming. He's looking magnificent. He looks like a motorboat. He's so far out of the water.
Look at those legs driving him home. The feet are coming out of the water. The boys, Graham and Surdy, just trying to keep with him. But look at this last 15.
Chalmers in front. Who will take second? Way out in lane at number 8. It could be an upset for second. Chalmers is first. Temple is second. Gee, he wasn't far away, McAvoy.
John Harker and Grant Hackett calling that there for Amazon Prime Video last night. So Kyle Chalmers, 47.59, around the same time that he actually posted to win the gold in Rio. Matthew Temple second, an incredible effort from him, 48.32. And Cameron McAvoy, as I mentioned before, was out in lane 8, the famous lane 8, and he managed to touch in third. So it's great to see Cam McAvoy back. He doesn't make an individual spot for the 100. That goes to Chalmers and Temple, but he will be part of that 4x100 metres relay team. Kyle Chalmers has clearly recovered from shoulder surgery 6 months ago, and he is ready to conquer the event he won in Rio as an 18-year-old 5 years ago.
A lot of pressure on that one. I think I was relieved after qualifying in the 200, but to get my main race and swim, I think maybe 0.01 slower than I was in Rio is pretty good.
Of course, it's about the qualifying time. That was never in doubt. But you're pretty happy with that one, aren't you?
Very happy with that one. First time 47 in a while.
And what does it mean to you to have the chance in Tokyo to defend your Olympic championship?
It's exciting. 5 weeks to train hard and keep that goal in the back of my mind. So be good doing it with my mate Matt. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, well done to you, Kyle Chalmers. So when you go back through the history of the Australian 100 metres freestyle and Australia's effort at the Olympic Games, John Henricks won in 1956, John Devitt won in 1960, Michael Wendon won in 68, and then Kyle won, of course, in 2016. No Australian male has gone back-to-back in the 100 metres freestyle at the Olympic Games. So nobody's done it twice in a row, and the way that Kyle Chalmers has the swagger about him suggests that he is clearly the favourite going into this one. Zach Inserti was in fourth place, so between Kyle, Matty Temple, Cam McAvoy and Zach Inserti, you could look at that for the 4x100 metres relay team. Zach Stubblety Cook opened the night. What a great name, what a great performer. This guy's as cool as ice. Let me tell you, he has nothing but ice running through his veins. 22-year-old Queenslander booked his game's berth with a sizzling time in the 200 metres breaststroke. Again, it's all about the back end. Powering home on the final lap.
Stubblety Cook has taken the lead at the 150.
Stubblety Cook had a fantastic turn there. His rotation from his hands back to his feet was super quick. But you can see here Matt Wilson, his catch coming off a little bit now, but he's sticking with him. And he's just got to hang on to get under that 208.2.
Well, if there's anyone in this pool we want to qualify, it's Matt Wilson. But the intention up front right now is the world record. Zach Stubblety Cook, he's trying to hang on. Wilson's trying to hang on to that qualifying time. What a finish. Stubblety Cook, he's going to qualify for sure. Can Matt Wilson get under it? Come on, son, get under it. Oh, no. Oh. Can you believe it? What a performance from Stubblety Cook, but heartbreak once again for Matt Wilson. There'll be tears aplenty. Stubblety Cook is one of the great swims. 206, 208 for him. A cracker of a swim.
If you want to know about the highs and lows of Olympic selection when it comes to swimming, go and watch that race. The men's 200 metres breaststroke. Zach Stubblety Cook with a Commonwealth record. Incredible. It was a huge swim. Matt Wilson, as you heard in the call there, was trying to make the Olympic team. He missed out last time around by 0.2 of a second. He's missed out this time around by 0.2 of a second. It was heartbreaking to watch Matty Wilson slowly climb out of the pool. He was doubled over forever. He just stood there on the side of the pool at the top of the ladder and just doubled over. And the tears were flowing. Absolutely heartbreaking. heart-wrenching and gut-wrenching to watch that. But Matty Wilson, at 22 years of age, let's hope that he has another crack because he certainly deserves it. So the second fastest time in the history of the 200 breast for Zach Stubblety-Cook, and that win makes up for missing out on qualifying in the 100 metres breaststroke earlier in the meet.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just ecstatic.
Obviously, the goal was to make the qualifying time, was to get on that plane, cement your spot. Did you know how fast you were going to swim tonight? Did you know that you had that swim in you? That's the second fastest time in history that you've just pulled out tonight.
Yeah, we went into tonight just looking to execute a process, like swam well, nationals and built into this meet, and I was pretty happy with the 100 where it was at and knew that my forte is in the back end, so yeah, I was just looking to execute a race plan and try to swim my own lane, and Matt there going out pretty fast was quite helpful in the end. Yeah, I was very happy with that swim.
You're also under world record pace until about the last 8 metres or so. Does all of a sudden that become a goal?
You know, Chupkov, world record holder, comes back faster than most guys come back at the 100. So, you know, at the Olympics, it'll be great to race someone like that because him and I race quite similar. A lot of the other guys that go 206 race complete opposite. So I'm excited to race at that event.
He's a cool customer. He'll be great in Tokyo. WA's Brianna Throssell is off to her second game. She took out the women's 200 fly, a time of 207.63, so that is under the qualifying mark.
Deckers is working pretty hard here. Throssell starting to make a move. Great turn by Brianna Throssell, the 2016 Olympian. Can the 17-year-old hold on? Her legs are starting to fail. And over in lane number two, Laura Taylor is looking across. Can the 17-year-old pick herself back up?
So Throssell in front, Deckers is with her. As we've already mentioned, Taylor not far away either. Throssell looks a winner. Can Deckers hang on? Deckers, she's had a little bit of a look, Laura Taylor. Throssell's going to take first place for sure. Taylor's coming at Deckers. Will they qualify? Throssell will. Don't know about the others. No, they don't. They've missed it.
Oh, she's missed it. By the smallest of margins, 14/100ths of a second, she's missed it. But Brianna Throssell, congratulations. She wins the Olympic trials. She gets herself off to another Olympic Games. Well done, Brianna.
Yeah, she was a finalist in Rio, so she is back. She missed the mark in the 100 fly, but made it count in the 200. So Brianna Throssell, get used to that name as well. Lizzie Deckers just misses out, 17 years of age. She actually goes to school with Susie O'Neill's daughter, and Susie was the last to win that 200 fly at the Olympic level for Australia. Now, the women's 1500 free is a new event at the Games this year. So the women will be swimming in the 1500 metres freestyle, which, of course, in the men's, we've had so much success over so many years. Matty Goff and Kia Melverton will become the first Australian women to represent at this distance. Matty smashed the Aussie record to win in 15 minutes 46.16. So that's 6 seconds off the old mark and the second fastest time in the world this year. And her training buddy, her good buddy, Kia, will be right there with her.
How does Madeline Goff, Olympian, sound?
Amazing. Yeah, so happy.
Not only that, you have done it in the best possible fashion. Congratulations on smashing the Australian record.
Thank you. Yeah, I was really happy with that swim. Amazing.
Were you expecting to go that fast tonight?
No, not really. I mean, I knew I'd done a lot of training, but it's amazing to actually swim a good race.
And it's one thing to go to your first Olympics, it's another to go for the first time the 1500 has ever been held at an Olympics. Does that make it even more special?
Yeah, definitely. When I heard it was going to be an Olympic event, I was really excited, and now I get to be one of the first people.
And you get to do it with your teammate, your training partner, Kia Melverton. You're going to the Olympics.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty incredible to think. Like you said, I'm so lucky to have Maddie next to me every single day, to have someone that gets in and swims a 15:46, and she pushes me every single session. There's not a session when I can back off, or we just keep each other accountable every single session, and it's obviously paid off.
You had another squad mate in there pushing you the whole way as well, and Moesha Johnson. What are you doing with Chris Nesbitt, your coach?
I know, it was almost like we were back in a training session, Maddie on one side and Mo on the other, but I think that just goes to show the work that Chris has put into all of us. And to have three girls going sub 16, two making the Olympic team, Mo's just behind. Who knows what will happen in 3 years' time when it comes around again.
Kia and Maddie poolside there talking to Prime Video's Gian Rooney. In the multi-class events looking for selection for the Paralympics, Jake Michelle, Blake Cochran both put themselves in contention, going under the qualifying mark for the 100 breaststroke. Jake actually broke his own Australian record along the way. In the women's multi-class 100 breaststroke, Rio gold medalist Tiffany Thomas-Kane, well, she helped her chances of defending that title. She's gone under the time, and Kira Stevens as well. You want to see a smile? Look up Kira Stevens and you will see a wonderful smile from a wonderful athlete who'll be heading over to Tokyo. And in the men's 100 metres multi-class freestyle, the pace was on. Braden Jason and Ben Popham under the qualifying mark. That team will be announced tonight live on Amazon Prime Video. And I'll run you through what's happening on night five, but the headline act will be the 100 free with Kate Campbell, her sister Bronte, Emma McKeon there as well, and Maddie Wilson. So the 100 metres freestyle for women tonight. We need to take a break. We'll be catching up with a two-time Olympian now, Annabelle Smith, after this.